Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this time to give thanks to you.
我嘅亲爱嘅天父，我哋都将以下嘅时间，交托同埋都系献上感谢。
For indeed, you have been loving and you have been very patient with each one of us.
确实，天父，你对我哋每一个人都系好有慈爱，亦都系好忍耐嘅。
Thank you for all the the work that you have done for each one of us. We may not often be thankful enough for all this.
好多时候，对于天父你已经为我哋所做嘅一切，可能我哋都系唔够识得去感谢你感恩。
Because oftentimes our heart is very distracted by the things that is going on in this world.
因为咧，太多时候我哋真系俾世界唔同嘅事去纷扰，去分我哋嘅心。
So at this time, we just ask that you would help us to be quiet in our heart
所以呢一刻都恳请你帮助我哋，能够安静我哋嘅心。
and to let your word speak to us.
真系让你嘅话语去对我哋说话。
As the song says, truly, we can only be changed by your word.
就好似头先所唱嘅诗歌一样，真系唯有靠住你嘅话语，我哋嘅心先能够被改变。
May your word truly changes our heart.
真系让你嘅话语彻底去改变我哋嘅心。
Now commit this time wholly into your hands.
我哋将以下时间完全嘅交托俾你。
May your name truly be glorified in our midst.
愿你嘅名在我哋当中被荣耀。
Amen.
阿
So as Pastor Albert just now mentioned, the time really flies very fast.
咁就好似头先 Albert 牧师所讲啦，时间真系过得好快。
So today we have come to our last characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
咁我哋今日咧就嚟到圣灵果子入面嘅九个特征里面最后一个啦。
So and by now I think you should know what that is.
咁我相信大家都应该知道系边一个咯。
Our main text verse should be like your heart, your mind.
咁我哋呢个主题经文，希望都已经系充满你嘅心，你哋嘅心思意念。
It's been shown and we have read it so many times, but anyway, we will look at it again for the last time today.
咁咧，过去一段时间，我哋已经去俾大家睇啦，同埋一齐去诵读咗好多次。咁但系咧，我哋今日都再一次去读呢节经文。
Okay, so it says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
加拉太书5:22-23，但圣灵的果子是爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Right, so self-control, is what we will be looking at today.
咁今日我哋就会去睇节制呢方面。
So I'm sure that we all have, at one point or another, tried to practice self-control, right?
咁我相信我哋咧人生当中一定有一个时间咧会系需要去运用到节制呢方面嘅。
So what is self-control?
究竟乜嘢系节制咧？
So self-control is generally defined as the ability to control behaviors in order to avoid temptations and to achieve goals.
咁通常节制咧就会被定义为咧系可以去控制我哋嘅行为啦，以至我哋可以对抗诱惑，并且咧可以实现到我哋嘅目标。
Simply put, is the ability to say no.
所以简单嚟讲咧，就系要有能力去说不，
Is to say no to temptations, to unhealthy and selfish desires.
就有能力啊，对诱惑啦，对唔健康或者自私嘅欲望去说不。
So one example is studying, say when you want to watch TV.
咁就好似大家读紧书嘅时候，阿大你咧个心就好想睇电视。
So in this case, watching TV is the temptation and studying is the goal.
咁喺呢个情况下咧，你嘅目标就系要去读书啦，但系咧诱惑就系想去睇电视啦。
So having self-control means that you have the ability to restrain yourself from watching TV.
咁所以如果有节制嘅人咧，佢就会有呢个能力去克制自己唔去睇电视，
So to say no to watching TV and then focus on studying.
就向睇电视呢样嘢咧说不，然后咧专心去学习。
Now human beings are very prone to temptations.
人咧系好容易落入呢啲嘅诱惑当中嘅。
Now, we may not fall for the same temptation, but each of us definitely has a weak spot where we can be easily tempted with.
咁可能我哋咧都唔会话陷入同样嘅诱惑啦，但系咧我哋每个人一定系有一个弱点系最容易受到诱惑嘅。
So if we're not able to have any self-control, then we will be easily succumbed to every form of temptation.
咁如果我哋系缺乏呢个节制咧，咁我哋就好容易屈服喺各种嘅诱惑里面啦。
And in worst case scenarios, to addiction.
咁当然啦，最唔好最糟糕嘅状况咧，就系甚至上瘾。
Now, shortly before I came here, one of our Sunday school children, had fallen prey to an online game called Roblox.
咁喺我嚟呢度冇几耐之前咧，咁咧其实喺我哋嗰边教会嘅主日学都有一位小朋友就沉迷于喺一种叫做 Roblox 嘅线上游戏。
I'm sure it's quite popular over here too, right?
咁似乎呢度都系几受欢迎，系嘛？几普遍嘅一个游戏。
So, unfortunately, she had become addicted to it.
咁但系咧比较不幸咧，就呢位小朋友就直情真系成瘾啦，玩呢个游戏。
So it was becoming quite concerning, especially to her parents.
咁呢个令到佢父母真系特别嘅担心啊！
Because this child was getting so out of control that she could find all kinds of ways to get her hands on the game.
咁咧，因为呢个小朋友咧，佢系已经完全失控啦。佢咧到咩程度咧？佢系有任何嘅方法咧，都可以接触到呢个游戏。
Even though her parents had already locked all the devices, changed all the passwords, she could still hack into it. Okay?
虽然咧，佢嘅父母已经锁定晒所有嘅电子产品设备啦，更改晒所有嘅密码啦，但系呢个小朋友仍然有方法咧，可以入到去玩呢个游戏。
So we see that yeah, self-control is not only necessary for adults, but for children as well.
所以我哋睇到咧，节制唔单止系对我哋成年人而系好重要啦，对儿童都系同样嘅重要嘅。
And the earlier we learn it, the better.
而且越早能够学识节制，越好啦。
Now, children who learn self-control early in their life are better in responding to the word no. Yeah, that is when they don't get what they want.
咁小朋友啦，喺越年幼嘅时候学识节制咧，佢哋就越能够去回应人哋同佢讲。即系唔准呢个字，咁特别咧就系当佢哋得唔到佢哋想要嘅嘢嘅时候，
So, what does it take to listen to the word no?
咁但系如果要能够去听，愿意听人哋话唔准吓，正面咁回应，咁系需要啲咩条件呢？
Obedience, right?
就要信服啦。
So, in this case, in this sense, that we can see that self-control is closely related to gentleness in the fruit of the Spirit.
即喺咁样嘅情况下咧，你就睇到原来节制同埋温柔咧系紧密相连嘅。
Because as you may remember, we obey when we submit, and submission is an expression of gentleness.
因为如果大家仲记得啦，我哋之所以能够信服咧，就系我哋首先真系愿意有呢份嘅服从，而信服好似我哋上次倾过，其实系一个温柔嘅表现嚟嘅。
In fact, self-control is also related to many other characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, such as patience.
咁原来咧，实际上节制咧，亦都系同圣灵果子好多其他方面嘅特征咧系相关嘅，譬如忍耐咁样。
Yeah, it takes a lot of self-control to be patient and persevere in difficult circumstances.
喺一个困难嘅环境当中啊，要保持有呢份忍耐同埋坚持咧，系需要好大嘅节制嘅。
It takes self-control to be at peace with one another.
要想保持。人与人之间嗰个和平咧，和谐亦都系好需要节制，
And it takes self-control to love the unlovely.
要爱嗰啲唔可爱嘅人咧，都好需要节制。
Now, how is the self-control produced by the Spirit different from the self-control that we commonly know?
咁究竟圣灵所产生嘅节制，同我哋一般自己所理解嘅节制有咩唔同咧？
And the kind of self-control produced by the fruit of the Spirit is not the same as the kind of self-control that we produce on our own.
圣灵所产生嘅呢、这个或者圣灵果子所产生呢个节制咧，系同我哋单靠自己去学习嘅节制系唔同嘅。
Now, it is impossible for self to control self, at least not for any significant length of time.
其实要单凭自己去控制自己，其实系几乎唔可能嘅，最少咧系唔会能够维持到好耐嘅时间。
For example, controlling your anger or your anxiety.
例如要控制你嘅愤怒啦，或者你嘅焦虑。
You may control it to some extent. You may subdue it to some extent.
可能咧喺一定嘅程度上咧，你能够控制佢，你都可以压抑佢。
But after a while, something else will trigger it, and then you start, it start all over again.
但过咗一段时间咧，只要有一啲嘅嘢又触发佢咧，你又会重新开始。
So we're not able to master our emotion.
所以好多时候，我哋冇办法去控制好自己嘅情绪。
So ultimately, self needs to be subdued by a higher power. So, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以最终咧，我哋呢个自我必须系要去服从于一个更高嘅力量，呢个就系圣灵嘅力量啦。
So when we are saved by Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are free from the bondage of sin, and we should no longer be slaves to sin.
当我哋咧因为耶稣基督喺十字架上嘅牺牲而得救之后，其实我哋系应该摆脱咗罪嘅呢个捆绑呢个束缚，所以我哋咧唔应该再系继续做罪嘅奴仆。
So now, as the Spirit gives us self-control, we can refuse sin and we can say no to sin, and our emotion will not be able to get the upper hand on us.
所以咧，而家当圣灵赐俾我哋有自控嘅能力嘅时候咧，我哋就可以去拒绝罪恶啦。我哋可以开始咧对罪说不，我哋嘅情绪咧亦都唔再系无止境咁去控制我哋。
So this kind of self-control comes when we have the Spirit controlling our life.
但系咁样嘅节制咧，系唯有当我哋嘅生活系真系顺服于受到圣灵嘅掌管带领之下，先至会有。
So this is the kind of self-control that we are talking about here, the kind that is controlled by the Spirit of God.
所以我哋今日要讲嘅节制咧，就系呢一种嘅节制，系咧由神嘅灵咧去掌管、去带领嘅呢种嘅节制。
So I hope that we can bear this in mind as we are listening to today's message.
咁所以希望大家继续听今日嘅信息嘅时候咧，你哋会一路记住呢一点。
It is the same word, but it originates from two completely different sources or powers.
嗱，虽然都系讲紧同一个字，但系咧佢。嘅力量嘅来源咧，系来自于两个完全唔同嘅来源嘅。
So one is from the power of self, the other is from the power of the Spirit.
咁一个咧就系嚟自我哋自己嘅力量啦，另一个咧就系嚟自神佢嘅灵嘅力量。
So now, what happens to someone who lacks self-control?
咁对于嗰啲缺乏自制力嘅人，会发生啲咩事咧？
So the Bible in the Old Testament records a wise saying about this in Proverbs 25, verse 28.
喺旧约箴言25:28咧，就曾经记载咗一句咁样嘅智慧嘅格言。
So, like a city that is broken into and without walls, is a man who has no control over his spirit.
箴言25:28，人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑，没有长援。
So, this is a dramatic picture of self-control.
咁呢个咧系一个好戏剧性、好生动嘅一个描绘啦，对于节制呢样嘢。
Now, in those days, the cities were walled for protection, from bandits or any outsiders who, roam around looking for something to steal.
咁喺以前嘅时代咧，一个城啊，都一定要有好坚固嘅城墙啦，去用嚟防止嗰啲土匪啊，或者一啲四处游荡去想入嚟偷嘢又好，或者去侵袭又好嘅呢啲外来者。
So no wall means there's no protection over the city.
咁所以如果一个城系冇咗佢哋嘅墙门咧，就代表呢个城已经冇咗呢个保护啦。
So by this analogy, this means that a person who has no self-control is someone who is open to all kind of attacks of temptation.
咁所以咁样嚟讲咧，就即系话一个缺乏节制嘅人啊，其实就系一个咧可以已经去开放俾任何嚟自各四方八面嘅各种嘅攻击入侵嘅人。
So temptations from the flesh, from the world, and even from the devil himself.
会受到乜嘢嘅攻击咧？嗱，有嚟自肉体啦，呢啲嘅诱惑啦、世界啦，甚至魔鬼啊本身嘅各种诱惑同埋攻击。
So, do Christians still need self-control?
咁究竟基督徒又需唔需要节制咧？
Well, yeah, but why do we still need it, you know, in our spiritual life is if we are no longer under the power of sin?
咁如果头先话我哋都既然唔再受罪嘅权势所控制，咁点解我哋喺我哋属灵生命当中仍然需要呢份节制咧？
Yeah, because as Christians, I think we often forget that even though we have been crucified with Christ and we have been dead to the power of sin in our life, the old desires are still lying dormant and able to be activated in our bodies.
咁因为咧，我哋作为基督徒咧，好多时候都会忘记咗，即使我哋已经同耶稣基督同钉十字架，冇错，我哋真系已经从呢个罪嘅权势被释放出嚟，我哋向呢个罪死啦。旧嘅欲望咧，其实仍然潜伏喺我哋呢个身体，只系等紧机会咧，有一日被激活，咁可能我哋又会中招啦。
Yeah, so that's why Paul tells us to walk by the Spirit, and we will not carry out the desires of the flesh.
咁所以点解咧？保罗啊，去提醒我哋一定要去靠圣灵而生活，圣灵而行，咁样我哋就唔会去满足我哋肉体嘅欲望。
So we can read this in Galatians 5:16-17.
咁我哋可以一齐去睇加太书5:16-17。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
So the word walk here in verse 16 is a command.
喺第16节，你哋见到呢个行字咧，其实系一个命令嚟嘅。
So this means that the battle between the flesh and the spirit is still ongoing.
咁其实呢个就意味住啊，呢个肉体同埋圣灵之间呢个争斗啊，仍然系进行紧嘅。
You may remember the incident on the night, shortly before the Lord Jesus was arrested.
咁大家可能仲记得啊，当主耶稣被捕前嗰一晚啊，嗰发生嘅事。
So, as his usual custom, he would go up to Mount Olive to pray.
咁按照佢嘅习惯啊，咁咧耶稣就系去呢个橄榄山嗰度祈祷咯。
So he took along some of his disciples with him and told them to wait for him there while he went up to pray.
咁佢就带咗一啲门徒同佢一齐去啦，然后就同佢哋讲：嗱，你哋喺呢度等啊，因为我就会上去嗰度去祷告嘅。
Now, when he returned, he found the disciples sleeping instead of praying and keeping watch.
但系当佢翻去嘅时候咧，佢发现佢嘅门徒咧，竟然都喺度瞓晒觉，佢哋并唔系喺度祈祷同埋一齐去守望。
So he warned them not to enter into temptation because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
咁佢就警告佢哋啦，你哋唔好落入试探啊，因为心灵愿意，但系你哋肉体却软弱。
So their spirit was indeed willing and ready to stand by the Lord Jesus, but their flesh, their body, was too weak and prone to sleeping.
嗱，佢哋嘅心灵咧系的而且确好愿意，并且准备好要支持陪伴住主耶稣。但系可惜佢哋嘅肉体咧系好软弱啊，佢哋最后都系敌唔过呢个倦意，就瞓着咗啦。
So our human will is too weak to say no to the desires of our flesh.
所以我哋人嘅意志力咧系好薄弱噶，有时咧系冇办法去对抗肉体嘅欲望。
And so we are overcome by the flesh and follow its desire instead of the desire of the spirit.
以致我哋最终咧就被肉体征服，跟随咗肉体嘅欲望，而唔系圣灵俾我哋嘅欲望。
So as a result, then we cannot do the things that we would without a higher strength than our own.
所以结果就系啊，我哋咧冇办法可以做到我哋心里面好愿意去做嘅嘢，除非有比我哋更高嘅力量。
So, if this struggle between the flesh and the spirit is still not clear enough, we can look at another command that Paul gives us in Romans 6, verses 12 to 13.
嗱，如果啊肉体同圣灵之间呢场争战争斗，你哋觉得仲未够清楚咧？我哋可以再睇下保罗喺罗马书六章12至13节嗰度俾我哋嘅另一条诫命。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
喺罗马书六章12至13节，所以不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲；也不要将你们嘅肢体献给罪作不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义嘅器具献俾神。
So, the command to not let sin reign in our body implies that sin will still try to reign as king if we let it.
如果呢度之所以讲到不让罪在我们身体上作王呢，其实呢个命令就意味住，如果我哋容让罪，佢系一定会试图再一次作王称王嘅。
And we will let it reign again when we do not subject the flesh to the control of the Spirit of God.
而如果我哋咧冇将我哋嘅肉体降服喺神或者圣灵嘅掌管底下咧，咁其实我哋就系让罪再一次作王啦。
So, as believers, we need to develop and exercise self-control.
所以作为信徒咧，我哋必须要培养同埋咧，真系实践锻炼呢份节制，
To put our flesh under submission to our spirit
将我哋嘅肉体咧降服于我哋嘅灵。
is something that is only possible through the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
但系呢个亦都系只有通过咧神佢自己嘅灵咧喺我哋生命当中嘅工作，先有可能做到。
So now, how do we win this battle of the flesh and the spirit?
咁我哋究竟点样可以运用节制而赢到呢场属灵嘅争战呢？
Now, when there is temptation to give in, we are called to exercise self-control.
每当我哋面对一啲嘅诱惑，咁我哋咧就想去诱惑我哋去屈服嘅时候咧，其实我哋就必须运用节制啦。
And Paul tells us to stop using the members of our body as instruments of unrighteousness to sin.
而保罗咧就已经同我哋讲啦，你哋要停止啊，将你哋嘅肢体身体用作呢个不义或者罪嘅器皿器具。
So instead, we are to use them as instrument of righteousness to God.
相反咧，我哋应该献上我哋嘅身体咧，作为神呢个佢嘅义嘅器具。
So we're not to use members of our body to perform the works of the flesh.
咩意思咧？即系话我哋唔应该咧，再用我哋嘅身体、我哋嘅肢体咧，去实爱嚟俾肉体咧去行佢想行嘅呢啲行为。
So the works of the flesh, such as outbursts of anger, jealousy, strife, to name a few.
咁咩叫做肉体嘅行为咧？例如一啲愤怒嘅爆发啦，跟住一啲嘅嫉妒啊，或者同人哋一啲嘅争吵等等。
But we are to use the members of our body to bring forth the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit instead.
相反咧，我哋应该运用我哋整个人、我哋嘅身体咧，去展现出圣灵果子嘅各方面嘅特质。
So Paul uses the imagery of an athlete, like, oh, sorry, just now said. How do we implement this, right?
咁但系我哋点样可以去实行出嚟咧？
Now it is through self-control, self-discipline.
其实就系透过呢份嘅节制，或者一份嘅自我嘅纪律。
So Paul uses the imagery of an athlete to explain this, how we are to do this.
咁其实保罗咧就用咗一幅运动员嘅图画咧嚟解释我哋点样可以做到呢一点。
So let us turn to 1 Corinthians 9, verses 25 to 27.
咁我哋可以一齐翻开哥林多前书9章25至27节。
Now, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
哥林多前书9章25至27节，凡教力争胜的， 或者话凡喺比赛入面嘅诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我全福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So now I think even those who are not into sports can understand the point that Paul makes here.
咁我相信咧，就算嗰啲唔热爱运动嘅人啊，都能够理解到保罗喺度想表达嘅观点。
A successful athlete will have a strategy and will exercise self-control in implementing it.
每一名成功嘅运动员咧，都一定有一个策略，并且咧会去藉住有呢份节制或者纪律咧去实行出嚟。
And the phrase competes in the game in verse 25 in the Greek has the meaning to exert oneself.
嗱喺25节中咧，你读到凡教力争胜，或者其实系更加贴近个字面，就喺比赛里面咧，其实佢系意味住竭尽全力咁嘅意思。
Yeah, to fight, to labor fervently, to strive, to struggle, to contend as with an adversary.
就系要去战斗啦，系好热切嘅，好劳苦嘅，好努力嘅，同对手去搏斗。
So all of these word actions describe an intense struggle for victory.
咁一切嘅字眼咧，其实都喺度描述紧一场极为激烈嘅斗争。
So it pictures a runner straining every nerve to the uttermost toward the goal.
其实就系描绘紧一名运动员咧，正系竭尽全力朝住嘅目标终点嗰度去全力以赴嘅一幅图画。
Now, perhaps it is difficult for us to picture in our mind.
咁可能咧呢一刻要大家喺个脑海度想象出嚟系有啲难啦。
So here I would like to show you a short video clip of a runner competing in the Olympic Games as she was reaching the finish line.
咁我而家咧就想俾大家去睇一个好短嘅视频，入面咧就系一名参加奥运会啦，佢跑步嘅运动员喺就嚟冲过终点线嘅情景。
So let us just take a look.
咁 我哋可以一齐睇下。
Try to put it aside and just concentrate on your racing. My head and everything was still functioning. I knew where I had to go, and through dehydration, your body cramps up. I kind of told myself, try to keep running, try to stay upright. My muscles just didn't respond. I don't stop, sit down, I just was determined.
This pretty short clip.
咪个好短嘅视频啦。
So maybe we can just watch it again one more time, but this time maybe if you can pay more attention to the things that she said, okay, a bit more the details.
嗱，咁我哋可以睇多一次，但系今次咧，想大家特别去留意佢所讲嘅嘢。咁可能我要帮大家翻译下中文，maybe I have to translate into Chinese as well。
My big worry was
我最擔憂嘅咧，就係當時嘅熱，好熱嘅天氣同埋嗰個濕度啊，我就只能夠將呢一啲因素都排除，去專注喺呢個比賽。我個腦袋當時仲係運作，我知道我應該向邊度行，但係因為我身體脱水，個身體好似完全都唔配合啦。我就同自己講，我一定要繼續跑，我繼續去。要挺直，但系我嘅肌肉好似完全冇反应咁样。我知道如果我只要一停或者坐落嚟咧，咁呢一切就玩完啦。我系好决心，一定要去跑完，去到嗰个终点线为止。
I hope after watching this clip, you have a better idea, clearer picture.
咁希望睇完呢一个片段咧，大家可能脑海里面有更清晰嘅一幅图画。
Now, the Greek word that used for competes in the game is agonizomai, from which we get our word for agony in English.
咁头先讲到咧喺比赛中呢、这个希腊原文字咧 agonizomai 咧，其实系我哋英文 agony 即系痛苦呢个字嗰、那个根嚟嘅。
So I think from the clip just now, we can see how much agony, written all over the runner's face.
咁我相信从头先嘅视频里面，你就可以从佢嘅面容上都睇到流露出几咁嘅痛苦啊！各位运动员。
I think for a second there, we weren't even sure if she would make it to the end.
甚至可能我哋都唔知道佢最终能唔能够真系坚持到去嗰个终点线呢？
But what is it that keeps her going when every inch in her muscles shouting and telling her to stop?
但系究竟乜嘢可以令到佢虽然身上每一寸嘅肌肉都喺度呼喊叫佢你要停啊，但系佢仍然可以坚持行到底呢？或者跑到底呢？
So it's her determination and self-control that keeps her moving and going, right?
就系佢嘅决心同埋佢嗰份节制咧，系令到佢可以继续前行。
She said that she tried not to be distracted by the heat and humidity, but to focus herself on the finish line.
咁佢头先都有讲到啦，佢咧去特别同自己讲咧，唔好俾当时嗰个酷热嘅天气或者个湿度去分散佢自己嘅注意力，佢只能够专注喺嗰个终点。
So this is how Paul expects every Christian to be in their spiritual race.
咁其实呢个正正系保罗期望每一位基督徒咧喺属灵嘅呢场比赛中咧都系咁样嘅态度。
So all believers need to emulate the pattern of these athletes.
所以其实咧每一个信徒啊都需要仿效呢啲运动员佢哋咁样嘅模式。
And these athletes don't become fit overnight.
嗱呢啲运动员咧唔系一夜之间就变得好强壮啊。
And the woman we just saw certainly did not qualify to join the Olympics without undergoing any type of training.
我哋头先睇到嘅呢位女运动员啊，如果冇接受过任何嘅训练咧，系冇可能有资格去参加奥运会嘅。
And so all athletes must endure gruesome training of disciplining their body and exercising self-control in order to win the race.
所有嘅运动员咧，必须愿意去忍受、承担呢个好严峻嘅一啲嘅考验训练，然后咧，去训练佢嘅身体同埋节制啦。咁咧，然后咁样先有可能最终可以赢得比赛。
And they're willing to endure all that for a perishable wreath, as Paul said.
而好似保罗话斋啦，佢哋愿意去承受呢一切啊，咁严酷嘅训练啊，呢啲痛苦咧，都系为咗一个必朽坏嘅冠冕。
So then, if athletes are willing to undergo this type of discipline and self-control for a perishable prize, then how much more should we, as Christians who are in this race, for an imperishable prize?
咁我哋可以谂下啦，如果运动员都愿意为咗一个系会朽坏嘅，即系短暂嘅一个冠冕啊，去接受咁样程度嘅训练，同埋要有自制力，咁作为一名基督徒，我哋系为到嗰个不朽坏嘅冠冕，咁而参加呢场嘅好似所谓一个比赛咁样，我哋岂唔系应该更加努力吗？
So how do we practice self-control so to win this imperishable prize?
咁我哋为咗赢取呢个唔朽坏嘅冠冕，我哋应该点样去操练呢份节制呢？
Well, we can search, in what area of our life we need to exercise self-control.
咁我哋就可以去搜索一下，究竟我哋生命里面生活各方面唔同嘅环节啊，边啲地方系缺乏呢份嘅节制呢？
For example, do you need to exercise self-control in your free time?
啊，譬如啦，大家喺你哋空闲嘅时间，会唔会需要有多啲嘅节制呢？
Do you watch too much TV?
你会唔会睇太多电视呢？
Do you play too many video games?
或者玩太多电视、电脑游戏呢？
Do you surf the internet for too many hours?
啊，会唔会上网上得太多个钟头啦？
Or are you addicted to food or sleep, or laziness?
咁又或者你会唔会喺食物啊、瞓觉啊，或者懒惰呢啲方面毫无节制呢？
So how have we been treating our body?
究竟我哋点样对待我哋呢个身体呢？
Paul says that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
保罗话我哋嘅身体系 神圣灵嘅殿。
That we are to glorify God in our body.
我哋要藉住呢个身体咧，都去荣耀神。
But how do we glorify God in our body?
咁但系我哋点样藉住呢个身体去荣耀到神呢？
Well, it is by controlling what we do with our body and making sure that it doesn't defile His name.
就系咧，我哋好要好谨慎，我哋点样去对待呢个身体咧，以致我哋唔会羞辱神嘅名。
So, what do your ears hear? What do your eyes see?
究竟你嘅耳仔平时你容让佢听啲乜嘢咧？你容让你嘅眼睛去睇啲乜嘢咧？
When you're serving the internet, what kind of program do you watch?
当你喺度浏览呢啲网页嘅时候，究竟你会去睇一啲咩嘅节目咧？
Is there anything questionable in what you're watching?
会唔会喺你哋所睇嘅资讯里面，其实系有一啲唔应该去睇嘅嘢咧？
Or what type of songs do you listen to?
咁又或者你哋中意听啲咩类型嘅歌曲咧？
Are they something edifying to listen to?
呢啲嘅歌曲系咪真系好正面、好建立人嘅咧？
Is God glorified in our ears and our eyes?
究竟神藉住我哋嘅眼睛、我哋嘅耳朵，有冇被荣耀咧？
So we need to discipline ourselves and exercise self-control over what we do in our body so that God's name is not defiled.
所以我哋必须要去运用我哋嘅节制，去即系将我哋嘅身体去制服咧，以致啊神嘅名系唔会被羞辱。
What about our mouth?
咁我哋嘅嘴巴又如何啊？
Is God glorified in the words that come out of our mouth?
我哋所讲出嘅说话系咪荣耀神嘅咧？
Now, the Apostle James says that no one can tame the tongue.
使徒阿哥曾经咁讲啊，冇一个人能够制服佢嘅舌头。
Why? Because the tongue is very undisciplined.
点解咧？因为咧，嗰个舌头啊，系实在太冇节制啦。
With it, we bless God, and with it, we curse men.
我哋从同一个口、同一个嘴巴，可以讲出嚟说话去祝福，但系亦都可以我嚟咒诅，
Men who have been made in the likeness of God.
仲要系咒诅其他都系同样按住神形象所做嘅人。
So from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing.
所以同一个口竟然可以出祝福，亦同时可以出咒诅，
So it should not be this way.
咁样系唔应当嘅。
We may say loving words to one and hurtful words to another.
我哋可能对某一个人讲出一啲好似好有爱嘅、好有爱心嘅言语，但可能亦都去同另一个人去讲出一啲好伤害人嘅言语。
So, how many times have we said things that we later regret and no apology can undo the damage?
有几多次咧？我哋曾经去讲出一啲说话，系你之后会后悔，而且咧系冇任何嘅道歉能够去解决嗰份伤害嘅。
Sometimes we don't even know what made us say such things.
有啲时候，甚至我哋都唔知当时点解自己会讲出一啲咁嘅说话。
So, we need to discipline our tongue by the Spirit's control.
所以咧，我哋必须靠住咧圣灵嘅掌管去约束我哋嘅舌头。
Someone once said that you need to bite your tongue before your tongue bites others.
咁曾经有人咁话，你咧必须要咧懂得咬住你自己嘅舌头啊，去伤害其他人之前咧，即系唔系，你必须要咬住你嘅舌头，喺你个舌头咧准备去咬人哋之前，即系伤害人嘅意思啦。
So how many arguments would have been avoided had we been able to do that?
嗱，如果我哋真系能够咁样做咧，其实有几多嘅争吵啊，几多嘅不和就可以去避免呢？
So words are important to God.
所以对神嚟讲咧，每一句说话都好重要。
So the Lord Jesus said that we will be judged by every idle word that we speak.
咁主耶稣曾经话啦，我哋将会因为我哋所讲嘅每一句闲话咧，都要受到审判。
So we better choose our words responsibly.
所以我哋最好咧，真系更加谨慎、更加有责任咁样去拣我哋选择我哋用嘅言语。
If God takes our words seriously, so should we.
如果神都咁认真嘅去对待我哋每一句说话，咁其实我哋自己更加应该系咁样，
Now, may we learn to be slow to speak and quick to listen.
让我哋真系学识慢慢嘅说，但系快快嘅听。
Now, we are to glorify God in our body because our body is a temple of God.
嗱，我哋之所以咧要去用我哋嘅身体去荣耀神咧，因为我哋呢个身体，我哋大家一齐系神嘅殿。
Now, we may still remember how Jesus responded to the money changers and the people selling the animals in the temple of God.
咁我哋可能仲記得啦，耶穌曾經啊點樣去回應嗰啲當時喺神嘅聖殿裏面喺度兑換銀錢啊，喺度賣一啲唔同嘅牲畜嘅人。
He was very angry because the house of God had been defiled.
佢當時非常嘅憤怒，因為咧神嘅殿咧已經被褻瀆啦。
So I hope now you can see more clearly how fervently Jesus strives and strains every nerve to the uttermost.
咁我希望大家咧，而家能够更清楚咧，睇到耶稣系点样全力以赴，竭尽一切嘅力量咁样去向前。
With the same agony that an athlete must strive and strain every nerve to win the race.
就好似一名运动员一样啊，系要用尽全身每一寸气力，同埋每一分嘅气力，同埋咧头先好似睇到啦，佢几咁痛苦啦，然后为咗就去赢取嗰场比赛。
So it is with that same intensity that we are to keep our body clear, undefiled from any elements of sin that is always trying to enter our life.
咁所以咧，我哋要有同樣嘅呢種嘅力度，真係咁全力以赴咧，咁樣去對抗任何嘗試，藉助你身體啦，去誘惑我哋，去進入我哋生活嘅呢啲罪嘅元素，以至唔好去涉足神。
And they're trying to enter our life with all kinds of temptations through our body.
咁其實咧，呢一啲嘅誘惑咧，都係會用各種方式藉住我哋身體咧，嘗試去進入我哋嘅生活嘅。
Yeah, so Christian life is a spiritual race that requires self-discipline.
所以其实咧，基督徒嘅生活咧，系一场需要节制嘅属灵嘅比赛，可以咁讲。
But we don't normally go for any kind of discipline without having a target in mind, right?
但系通常如果我哋冇一个好明确嘅目标，我哋亦都唔会有任何嘅节制可言啦。
For example, for those who are in a loss weight program, you know, they will have a target as to how much weight they want to lose.
咁譬如好多参加啲减肥计划嘅人咧，咁佢哋可能首先都会有一个目标啊，希望自己能够减到几多体重咁样先算啦。
So for some, maybe it's 5 kilos good enough. Some others, maybe they need to lose 20 or more.
咁可能有啲人咧就系希望减到5公斤啊，或者其他人就希望减到20公斤。
So in this, and as they do this, their daily workout and watch what they eat, they will continually focus on what the weighing scale is telling them.
咁但系当佢哋咧好专注每日锻炼啦，同埋注意佢哋饮食嘅时候咧，佢哋会不断关注佢哋去称自己嗰时咧嗰个情况嘅。
So as a Christian then, what is our focus in running the spiritual race?
咁我哋作为基督徒喺即系跑呢个属灵嘅赛跑嘅时候，我哋嘅焦点、我哋嘅专注又系乜嘢咧？
So Paul says that he doesn't run as without aim.
嗱，保罗就话啦，佢咧去赛跑亦都唔系冇定向、冇目标咁跑嘅。
Now what is he aiming for?
咁究竟保罗佢嘅目标系乜嘢咧？
So let's look at Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2.
咁我哋去睇希伯来书12:1-2。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩环绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So we are to aim our eyes on Jesus.
我哋就要将眼目咧定睛喺耶稣身上。
So we are to run this race with no eyes for anyone or anything else except Jesus.
我哋咧喺呢场比赛里面咧，唔应该去被分心啦，去关注其他人、任何人或者其他任何事物啦，除咗就系单单注目喺耶稣身上。
Why? Because he is our imperishable prize.
点解咧？因为原来耶稣佢就系我哋嗰个不朽坏嘅长相啊！
Have you observed how runners run in a race?
我唔知大家有冇留意过啊？嗰啲运动员咧，跑步选手系点样去跑嘅咧？
Or maybe some of you have even done it before.
咁或者你当中有啲人甚至系有去参加个赛跑添。
Now, their attention is concentrated on one thing to the total exclusion of everything else.
佢哋注意力咧系单单专注喺一样嘢度，系完全排除其他嘅一切。
And so the runner looks away from everything else and fixes their eyes on the finish line.
运动员咧系唔会去分心睇其他周围任何嘅嘢，而系单单专注喺个终点线。
They don't even glance, you know, at the cheering crowds or even their opponents.
嗱，佢哋甚至都唔会理会身边喺度猛咁同佢哋叫加油嗰啲群众啦吓，亦都咧唔会去分心去睇佢哋身边嘅对手。
Now, in a race, if the runner turns the head away, even slightly, you know, toward the spectators or the opponents, their speed will be lessened.
因为喺一场比赛里面啊，如果运动员稍微转头去望一望同佢喺度挥手嗰啲观众啊，或者嗰啲对手咧，其实佢嘅速度就会咁样减慢啦。
Now, it is true that the race that's set before us is not a competition against one another, so speed is not the main issue here.
嗱，虽然咧个事实系我哋摆喺我哋前面呢场嘅赛跑咧，唔系一个为咗去互相比赛竞争嘅一场赛跑，所以可以话可能速度唔系最重要嘅元素。
But do you realize what it may cost you when you look away from your goal, from what is in front of you?
但系你有冇意识到咧？当你将你嘅目光转移从你应该去专注喺嗰个目标，反而去偏离睇咗其他嘅嘢嘅时候咧，你要付出咩代价咧？
It may cost you to be disqualified from the race altogether.
你知唔知有可能导致你完全被取消资格继续参加呢场比赛咧？
Because we have run off the track and gone to another track set up by the world.
因为我哋不知不觉可能已经偏离咗我哋嘅赛道，跑咗喺世界为我哋设定嘅另一条赛道啦。
Just because you look away and get distracted by the temptations of the world.
就系因为你转移咗你嘅目光，俾世界嘅诱惑分散咗你注意力。
Or we look away and distracted by the self that is refusing to submit to the discipline being exercised on it.
又或者我哋转移咗我哋嘅目光咧，就系咧，反而专注咗喺我哋呢个身体不断喺度抗议希望唔愿意臣服喺我哋呢份纪律里面啊，纪律里面吓。
We say we're tired, you know, we want to rest a bit, we want to sit for a while.
我哋可能个身体话俾你听啊，好攰啊，我想休息一下，我想坐一阵先。
But do you remember what the woman athlete said about stopping or sitting down?
但你记唔记得头先嗰位女运动员佢讲咗啲咩咧？佢当时提到如果佢系停落嚟或者坐低，会有咩后果咧？
She said she knew that if she did any of that, it would be the end of it.
佢当时就话佢知道如果佢咁样做咧，一切都玩完啦。
So, do we also know that if we listen to the desires of our flesh, if we give in and lose our self-control, that would be the end of our race?
咁我哋又知唔知道，如果我哋去屈服喺我哋呢个肉体嘅呢啲嘅诱惑啊、试探啊，或者佢嘅抗议底下咧，然后我哋即系去斩，即系将嗰个目光转嚟咗耶稣咧，咁其实我哋亦都冇呢份节制，最终我哋嗰个结果会系点咧？
So therefore, it is crucial that we discipline ourselves to focus our eyes on Jesus and learn from him.
所以点解咁重要咧？就系我哋必须要去节制，将目光完全集中喺耶稣身上，去向佢学习。
Learn from the examples that he has set before us, how he endured the cross for the joy set before him.
去学习耶稣已经为我哋树立嘅榜样，去睇下佢点样为咗前面嘅喜乐，佢甘愿忍受十字架嘅痛楚。
Yeah, so I hope we can see the importance of having self-control in Christian life.
咁我都好希望大家能够睇到咧，究竟点解喺基督徒生活里面咧，拥有呢份节制系几咁重要。
And how self-control must be present in all of the other characteristics in the fruit of the Spirit.
同埋节制咧，系点解喺其他圣灵果子嘅所有特征里面咧，都系存在嘅。
And perhaps it is also appropriate that love is first on the list and self-control is last on the list.
所以或者点解啊？爱咧，偏偏就系喺圣灵果子各种特征里面为首，而节制咧就系安排咗喺最后嘅。
Because love also must be present in all of the other characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
因为爱咧，同样都系必须存在喺圣灵果子其他所有嘅特征里面。
Exercising self-control without love is nothing short of legalism.
因为咧，如果冇爱，但系你净系一味讲求节制咧，其实就同律法主义冇乜分别。
But spiritual life cannot be accomplished in a legalistic way.
但系属灵生命咧，系冇可能单凭律法主义能够去成就嘅。
Do the athletes go through a rigorous training because they are forced to?
运动员佢哋之所以愿意接受咁艰苦嘅训练，系咪因为佢哋被逼咁做咧？
No, they do it voluntarily because they love what they do.
唔系啊，佢哋系自愿嘅，因为佢哋热爱佢哋所做嘅呢一切。
They choose to undergo such unpleasant training in order to be the best in what they do.
佢哋选择接受咁令人辛苦嘅锻炼训练，为咗咧可以喺佢哋喜欢做嘅事情上面成为最优秀嘅。
But to them, all the suffering that they have to endure is worth going through for the hope of getting the prize in the end.
所以咧，为咗佢哋希望得到最终嘅奖赏咧，佢哋系好甘愿，觉得好值得，要必须忍受所有其他嘅痛楚。
As we come to the end of the series, we'll also look at what Paul said at the end of Galatians 5:23.
咁当我哋嚟到啊，即系呢个圣灵果子系列嘅结束嘅时候咧，不如我哋亦都睇下保罗喺加拉太书5:23结尾嗰度所讲嘅说。
The part that says, against such things, there is no law.
咁喺加拉太书度讲啦，喺呢啲嘅事上咧，系冇律法禁止嘅。
So, what does it mean? Why did he say that?
咁点解保罗要咁讲咧？咩意思咧？
Why is there no law against those who practice the fruit of the Spirit?
点解冇律法禁止嗰啲咧，去真系实践操练有圣灵果子特质嘅人咧？
Well, because the purpose of the law is to condemn those who practice the deeds of the flesh.
因为律法嘅目的就系要去。谴责去，系啦，系去谴责嗰啲实行佢哋肉体嘅行为嘅人。
The law is not against those who practice the fruit of the Spirit, who walk by the Spirit.
所以律法咧，并唔系要去反对任何去实践圣灵果子嘅人啊，嗰啲靠住圣灵而行嘅人。
So if you do not practice the deeds of the flesh, then you are not subject under the law.
所以咧。如果你唔系一个中意去行肉体行为嘅人咧，受肉体牵制嘅人，其实你亦都唔需要受呢个律法嘅约束。
So which means that you are free from the condemnation of the law.
亦都意味住其实你已经摆脱咗律法嘅谴责。
And who has set you free?
咁究竟边个令你得到咁样嘅自由咧？
For Christ Jesus has set you free from the bondage of the flesh.
就系基督耶稣令到你摆脱咗肉体嘅呢啲束缚。
So that now we are free to be led by the Spirit of God.
以致我哋而家咧可以自由咁样俾神嘅圣灵去引导。
So let us not forget for what purpose Christ has set us free.
所以我哋千祈唔好忘记咧，究竟耶稣基督使我哋自由系为咗咩目的咧？
And Paul has reminded us of this in Galatians 5, verse 1.
咁保罗其实喺加拉太书5:1就有提醒我哋。
It was for freedom that Christ set you free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
加拉太书5:1，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭挟制。
So let us stand firm and fix our eyes on Jesus so we do not lose that freedom and be subject under the law again.
咁让我哋都站立得稳，将目光咧单单嘅注目喺耶稣嗰度，以致我哋咧都唔会失去咗嗰份自由，再一次受律法嘅约束。
So now that you have learned about all, everything that is in the fruit of the Spirit.
嗱，咁我哋终于就学习晒所有关于呢个圣灵果子嘅一切特质啦。
So finally, the time has come for us to do what?
咁终于而家时间到系要做咩啊？
is for us to put all that we have learned about the fruit of the Spirit into practice.
就要将我哋所学嘅一切咧，真系去付诸行动啦。
So, but let us first do it with the right attitude.
但系首先咧，都让我哋必须有一个正确嘅态度去实行呢一切。
And let us learn to be a friend to God first and then to one another.
嗱，首先让我哋成为神嘅朋友，亦都系成为彼此嘅朋友。
Let us cultivate friendship in the body of Christ.
让我哋首先喺基督嘅身体里面，真系培养呢份嘅友谊。
Why?
点解咧？
Because friends are more willing to love and to forgive.
因为朋友咧系更加愿意去爱同埋去宽恕嘅。
Friends are more willing to be patient and forbearing.
因为朋友咧系更加愿意去忍耐同埋包容。
Be the kind of friend who is not there in good times only, but also in bad time, a faithful friend.
让我哋咧真系成为嗰一种咧，唔单止系凡事好顺利、好好嘅时候咧，我哋就出现嘅朋友，而系咧，就算喺非常之唔好嘅境况里面，我哋都仍然喺嗰度嘅朋友，做一个忠诚嘅朋友。
Yeah, we all want that kind of friend.
我哋每个人都渴慕有咁样嘅朋友。
The hardship is difficult to endure, but when you have a friend who is willing to endure it together with you, it makes all the difference.
嗱，虽然咧。艰难系真系好难去忍受嘅，但系咧，如果你有一个愿意同你一齐去承担、一齐陪伴你忍受嘅朋友嘅时候咧，咁真系会有好大嘅分别。
It's still a hardship, but somehow it makes it easier to bear it with a friend.
虽然嗰个苦楚、嗰个困难仍然都系咁大，但系咧，有朋友喺身边咧，你会发现系比较容易去承担。
And good friends do not easily get offended by one another.
而且好嘅朋友咧，系唔会好轻易就受冒犯嘅。
So be the kind of friend that Jesus is to you.
所以咧，你就要去成为好似耶稣对你咁样嘅一种嘅朋友。
So only when we begin to look at one another as friends, then we're heading towards the right direction.
所以只有当你真系睇对方系你嘅朋友嘅时候咧，我哋先有可能向住正确嘅方向前进。
And then there is hope for unity to become a reality in the body of Christ.
唯有真系咁样嘅时候咧，喺基督嘅身体里面，先能够达到真正嘅合一。
We have the same goal, same mind as what Pastor Albert has mentioned to us some time ago.
咁就好似 Albert 牧师之前同我哋讲过，我哋咁样嘅时候，先至会有同样嘅目标、同样嘅心思意念、同样嘅心智。
That is how we can have the unity in the body of Christ.
咁样咧，我哋就能够喺基督嘅身体里面咧，达至呢份合一啦。
Right, so that is all I have for today.
咁呢个就我今日想同大家分享嘅信息。
Let us close in prayer.
咁我哋一齐用祷告去结束。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and give thanks for your word today.
我哋亲爱嘅天父，我哋嚟到你面前，真系为到你嘅话语去献上感谢。
Yeah, we realize we have been we are still very far from the mark.
我哋都好清楚，我哋距离呢个目标或者个终点咧系好远嘅。
Yeah, we ask that you help us. Because on our own, we are totally helpless in this in winning this spiritual race.
我哋恳请咧去帮助我哋，因为我哋知道如果靠我哋自己嘅能力咧，我哋喺呢场属灵嘅征战或者呢个赛跑里面咧系完全冇希望。
I also want to thank you for the love you've shown us, for your understanding, that we are only we are nothing but the flesh.
但我哋都好感恩你对我哋嘅爱，你对我哋嘅包容体谅。你都知道我哋系其实真系咩都唔系，只不过就系个肉体。
Yeah, we have many weaknesses,
我哋有好多嘅软弱啦。
and yet, you are willing to help us through.
I'm sorry，其实我头先应该话即系我哋咩都唔系，我哋只不过系个人，系啦，我哋都系好软弱嘅，我哋都求你继续帮助我哋。
That we can, depend on your power, to win this race.
帮我哋可以继续依靠你嘅力量咧，去赢取呢场赛跑。
And help us also, to be, such a person to one another.
亦都帮我哋咧，愿意去辅助彼此，
To encourage one another,
去鼓励，互相鼓励，
as you have encouraged us.
就好似你愿意鼓励我哋一样。
And may all glory and praise be unto your name.
愿一切嘅荣耀同埋赞美都归俾你嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.